Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay. And good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 4:52. It was up 1.25 on the open. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 373, up 1.5. December, 393, up 1.5. March, 410.5, up 0.5. May, 422, up 1. July, 428, up 3 on the open. September corn opened at 221.75, up 0.25 on the open. December, 238.5, up 0.5. March, 253, up 0.5. May, 263.25, up 1.25. July, 271, unchanged. Redline December opened at 289.25, up 0.5 on the open. September oats opened at 178, up 0.5 on the open. December, 185.5, up 0.5. September beans opened at 5:53.5, up 1.25 on the open. November 5:66, up 1. January 5:78.5, up 3/4. March 5:89, up 2. May 5:96, down 0.5. July 6:07, up 2 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 160.30, up 1.10 on the open. October 161.40, up 1.30. September soybean oil opened at 24.98, down 17 on the open. October 25.17, down 19. At the Merck August feeders opened at 115.65, down 2.5 on the open. September opened at 116.30, up 37.5. October 117.10, up 27.5 on the open. August live cattle opened at 87.90, down 2.5 on the open. October 91.90, up 10. December 90.90, down 5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 65, up 22.5 on the open. December 62.30, up 12.5. February 62.25, up 7.5. April 62.35, unchanged on the open. And August bellies opened at 82.50, up 15. On the open.
Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural outlook meeting on Thursday, August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Decatur Conference Center in Decatur, Illinois, with U of I head basketball coach Bruce Weber. Outlook meetings will also be held on August 19th in West Lafayette, Indiana, and on August 21st at 5 p.m. in Logansport, Indiana. More details at 866-837-9027.
And AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser, as well as myself, will be at that Decatur Conference Center meeting tonight. It getting underway at 7 o'clock. In addition to U of I basketball coach Bruce Weber, there will be traders from Chicago, as well as folk from Risk Management Commodities to help us understand the markets. Again, the number to call for information, 866-837-9027. Joining us on phone now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services out of Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning.
Want to talk about the corn market to begin with, because last week we had a discussion with you about the possibility of an earlier low in this particular market, and I wonder if price action in the last week since we talked provided you any additional hints about whether or not that may be the case?
That question is still out. I mean, you can see that the market is trying to kind of make a stand here. We've had, you know, a couple higher days, and then, of course, by the end of the day, you know, it closes unchanged. So we are at a point here where the market is trying to make a stand, but there's nothing yet in the chart that would indicate that we have that low in place. You know, we may have to spend some time trading sideways here, and or until something comes along to kind of spark a pretty big short covering rally. But at the moment, I'd have to say that we're still in the process of tracing that out.
So the numbers that we're seeing right now this particular week on Monday, I guess we hit a low at 234.25, still out on the jury whether or not that will actually be.
Well, the first thing that I would look for would be a higher weekly finish to give to begin to tilt the scales in that direction. And that's not out of the question, you know, but we would have to get, you know, December corn up above, I think, 241.75, 242. And, you know, we've had earlier this week, or I think yesterday, we maybe went to 42. So, you know, we are, but that's what I would look for. And, you know, that could happen yet today. We could maybe close a penny or two higher and then maybe, you know, follow through there on Monday, but or on Friday. So that's the first thing I look for is a higher weekly finish. And then we'd start beginning to kind of look at the chart pattern to see whether or not that is a valid, would be a valid upturn in the market.
Are traders keeping a close eye in the soybeans at 545.5 at the moment?
We're at the 550 level for some unknown magical reason. Beans have a tendency to move in 50-cent increments. So, I mean, I guess if we start breaking underneath this 550 level on the September contract, that would not be a good omen for any kind of low any kind soon. I mean, it would indicate that, you know, longer term, it would tee up a decline, you know, kind of down into the $5 range. But we'll kind of take one step at a time in here. I think fundamentally the beans are probably, you know, in worse shape than corn simply because we are getting August rains. That has the trade believing that, you know, this yield's going to go up in the September report. And we've got a record carryover inventory around, but, you know, we have seen a pickup of export activity, and it doesn't mean we have to go lower. But I think to get the soybeans to rally is going to be a struggle unless we have some kind of, you know, adverse weather here to finish off the growing season. And for the moment, that doesn't seem to be much of a factor.
Of course, the number from the report in August at 39.6, traders probably somewhere around 41, would you think, Dan?
Well, that's kind of what their idea was going into the report. They're probably still there, especially since, you know, at least the western Corn Belt's getting rain. And, the weather maps indicate that at least the northern half of the eastern Corn Belt's going to get some rain. So, yeah, you know, but, you know, the trade's been fooled before. We'll have to kind of see, you know, how things do pan out. But, you know, we've got a good crop out there, and that's, you know, that's probably where the market has the most trouble is a crop has been made. The trade now can argue about, you know, the exact bushel, how big it is or how small it is. But to start off the new marketing year with record old crop inventories being carried into the and the new one, it's just it's difficult to visualize the market wanting to rally very much. But, you know, I think the thing that we're maybe experiencing now is we are seeing a pickup of end-user demand, so that may begin to kind of cushion downside price risk. But until the combines get rolling, until we begin to really hear what the yields actually are, the market is kind of waiting around, I think, to see that happen, I think, Dave.
The short-term downturn still in place for wheat?
Yeah, wheat's kind of like corn. It's looking like it's trying to find a bottom, but no cigar yet. I think wheat maybe needs to kind of be the first one to turn here and kind of lead us out of the hole. But, you know, wheat's trying to stabilize. But again, you know, like corn, there's just nothing really clear. We've got some timing indicators that would indicate that we're close, sometimes you can drive a semi-truck through close. So we'll have to kind of wait and see on that day.
Thanks much, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Current tick, Kansas City wheat, 452.5, up one, up a quarter at the Board of Trade. September, 373.75, up 2.25. December, 393.5, up 2. September corn, 222.25, up 3/4. Steves, 238.5, up a half. September soybeans, 552.75, up a half. Noves, 565.5, up a half. Jan, 568.25, up a half. Noves, the red line, 621, up a quarter. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.